Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are very excited to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and bring in Hall of Fame football coach Steve Spurrier. Steve, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, Robbie and Joe, good to be with you guys.
Good to have you with us, Coach. And as you look at it, we've got a lot to get with you here today. But I wanted to get your thoughts on Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC. What have you thought about expansion in college football? Is this a good thing for the SEC? Is it a bad thing for the SEC? Good thing for college football, bad thing? Where do you come down on all this realignment and expansion in college football?
Well, I sort of think it's good for some people and maybe not good for other people. Obviously, the rest of the Big 12 out there, I don't think they were very happy to see Texas and OU, the two prize universities in the conference, leave. And in the SEC, that just means, hey, there's two more that's got a chance to win the conference championship. And I think it's an excellent move for Texas. They get to play Texas A&M again. They can associate with the SEC, and they can be a national recruiting machine like Ohio State and Clemson and Alabama and all those schools. So I think it's a real good move for Texas, and I look for Texas to do well this year in the Big 12. It wouldn't surprise me if Steve Sarkisian, if they don't win the Big 12 this year. Texas, they got a lot of good players. They've just been they lost in four overtimes to OU. They haven't won a bunch of those Big 12s lately, but they are a program that might be ready to burst forward.
All right, before we go any further, did you ever have a problem with anyone calling you Steve when you were coaching?
Steve? Not really. It didn't bother me,
okay.
Whatever they called me. I remember, Joe Paterno, he wanted everybody to call him Joe. And we were down at the bowl game. I had one game with him down in Orlando, the Capital One Bowl. And I kept calling him Coach Joe because everybody called him Joe. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. And so one of the media boys asked Coach Paterno, said, how do you like that name, Coach Joe? And he said, you know what? I sort of like it. So anyway, sometimes up north, the coaches, they tell their players, just call me by my first name. So it didn't bother me.
All right, so who gets UT, Steve, in this league? There's two UTs now. Who deserves to have UT?
UT?
Yeah.
I think probably this side of the Mississippi, Tennessee gets two, and the other side, Texas gets two. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, that's diplomatic of you. Very nice.
They're both UT, yeah. Sometimes when you're out in Texas and somebody says UT, I naturally think about the Vols. But that's also Texas. You're right.
Well, Steve, I've got to ask you. Obviously, Tennessee fans, there's a lot of them around here, and they remember the 90s and the early 2000s, the rivalry with Florida, one of the greatest rivalries in college football. Obviously, you had a great deal of success against the Volunteers as well. What was it like from your vantage point to be a part of that rivalry with Florida and Tennessee and Coach Fulmer? And looking back on it, just how much fun was that? How good was that rivalry for college football?
Well, I've actually learned how good Tennessee was back in those days. I was at the SEC game, and they had a bunch of legends put in. I went in as a coach, and Peerless Price was there, the Tennessee wide receiver. He went in, of course, as a player. And he said, Coach, you realize in my 4 years in Knoxville, we only lost three conference games. I said, really? I didn't realize they were that good because we play them early if we're fortunate enough to beat them. We don't think about them after that. You go to your opponents. And he said, yeah, all three of them were to the Florida Gators. And then they beat us that game in 98, the game that went into overtime, and their guy kicked about a 45-yarder, and our guy missed about a 25-yarder, I think. But that's football. We didn't play well enough to win that day, and they won it and won the national championship. So I always sort of felt like the football gods were taking care of Tennessee that year for maybe a lot of bad luck that they'd had earlier. But, yeah, we have some good games with them. It's usually like the third game of the year, third or fourth right in there. So after that, though, you had to just concentrate on the rest of the schedule and trying to win the SEC and going on from there.
Yeah, Steve, I had a blast last year talking to some people, some of your buddies and teammates, you know, from Johnson City, about you growing up in East Tennessee and, you know, various exploits on in different sports and all that. And it was interesting to hear about how the town was kind of split. You know, you got, you know, Spurrier loyalists who are just happy you're so successful, but then you got a lot of Vols fans there, you know, who are like, I don't know. And now he's talking about you can't spell citrus without UT and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So do you have full approval now in Johnson City? And have you been back there lately?
Well, I certainly hope so. Yeah, I do get back a lot. And in fact, I was asked to fly back up there. Johnson City, Science Hill High School plays Elizabethton. And Witten, the tight end for the Cowboys, he went to Elizabethton High School, and I went to Science Hill in Johnson City. They opened the season with a game out at East Tennessee State College, and they would like for us to come out, you know, for the coin toss and that kind of thing. So we may do that. I may be able to get up there, and I think that's like August 20 or something like that. It's early. So anyway, that's something. Because I get back at least once a year, and I haven't been back yet this year. So that might give me the opportunity to get back and see a few of my buddies. We mostly talk about baseball championships. We were very fortunate to win the state baseball championship twice, my junior and senior year. So football, we'd lose the close games, and baseball, we'd win all the close games. That's just sort of the way it went.
Hall of Fame football coach Steve Spurrier on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Steve, what are you most proud of with your time in South Carolina, taking that team to several top 10 finishes, the best teams in school history? What stands out to you the most about your time at South Carolina?
You know, I think probably the being able to match up with the top teams in the SEC. When I told my wife, let's go to South Carolina and see what we can do, she said, that means we have to play Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia every year. And I said, Jerry, that's why we're going. We get to play Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee every year. And Clemson, of course, Clemson's right in there with those guys also. But the prior 10 years at South Carolina, in those games, 40 games, the Gamecocks were 5-35 against those four teams. And we were able to, in our 10 years, we were able to actually get over 500. I think we were 41-19. But we were 5-5 with Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee in those 10 years. So, you know, we were sort of relevant. We won three bowl games that put us in the top 10. And won 11 games. That was probably statistically our biggest accomplishments. But I think just being able to play with Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee and match up, you know, pretty even with those guys was an accomplishment that hopefully the Gamecocks can get back to being competitive with those teams, but time will tell.
So, Steve, what do you think about the job Dan Mullen has done so far? Do you think that he's on the path to getting – you know, Florida back to
yeah,
close to what you had it?
We're close. What we're doing here, we've sort of let our facilities go stale a little bit. And now we got a brand new, $85 million, whatever, big football building getting ready to go with all, you know, all the fancy stuff that the other schools have right now. Right now, South Carolina, someone said they're about fifth in the nation facility-wise. And we're behind them in facilities. So that's the next project right now. The football offices are the same place that they were when I played there back in the 60s. So we've lagged behind in facilities, and once we get those in place, we need to recruit up there in the top five, you know, not the top 10, because Alabama's always number one, it seems like. And then you got LSU and Georgia right there also. So it's tough, but we've had, I think, Dan Mullen's had a couple of top 10 finishes, won bowl games, and had a bunch of players opt out for that Sugar Bowl last year. It was disappointing because Oklahoma certainly didn't play against our best players. But, yeah, I wish that opting out wouldn't happen, but that seems to be the sort of the style in college football now.
So, Steve, with that in mind, you got Alabama coming in on September the 18th, obviously a rematch from the SEC title game last year. How much are you looking forward to that one with the Crimson Tide coming into town?
Yeah, everybody down here is looking forward to that one. It's actually, I tell people it's a 30-year reunion, not a reunion, but remember the game in 91 when Alabama came in, and it was one of the worst loss they've ever had. It was a close game for a while, and then we ended up winning it 35-0. And after that, Alabama went on a 22 or 23 game win streak. They won the rest of them that year. And then in 92, of course, they ran the table and were the national champs. But yeah, that was a night that a bunch of us Gators remember, obviously, to beat Alabama by 35 points. And they'll be ready to play, of course, but our fans will be ready, and I think our team certainly will be ready. So I don't know if it's a day or night game, probably that 3:30 game, but it'll be a full swamp, and it will be loud that day or night.
So, Steve, your offense in your coaching tenure, a lot of people had trouble going back to Duke with what you were doing offensively, of course, with the Tampa Bay Bandits, you know, with the Gators. I know a lot of people now are doing, you know, the wide open style, the tempo offense, including Josh Heupel. I don't know, you know, if you got to see a lot of, you know, what he was doing at Central Florida, but what do you think about, one, that offense in college football today, that the fast tempo, and what do you think about Josh Heupel and kind of the state of Tennessee football and what he might be able to do there?
Well, certainly if you got a really, really good defense, then the more possessions you have, obviously more chance to score and so forth. Now, when I coached at Duke, we were not a fast tempo because our defense was light. The guys played their hearts out, played with maximum effort, but I don't think we had a player to go play in the NFL on our defensive team the 3 years I was the head coach there. But offensively now, we could run the ball as well as throwing it. Clarkson Hines was the ACC Player of the Year, wide receiver. And running back, we had a running back named Randy Cuthbert that last year that we won the ACC. They gained over 1,000 yards, and he only started the last six games. We didn't know how great a player he was until he finally got a chance to play. So we tried to mix and run in the pass, and we tried to stay on the field to protect our defense some. That was pretty much philosophy there, and I still believe you got to run the ball to be a championship team. You got to pass it well and run it well is the way I look at it. And I think Josh Heupel and those guys, they know what they're doing, so it'll be interesting watching them, be interesting watching South Carolina. They got a new offensive coordinator. So it's a lot of unknown stuff going on out there.
Steve, last thing for you here, the idea and the rumors out there that the college football playoff could be expanding to 12 teams. What do you think of that? Do you like the idea of a 12-team college football playoff?
Well, I definitely liked 8 when they were talking about that. But 12, if that's what they want to go to, it does give 4 more teams a chance to make the playoff. So, that may be good also. I hope they don't quit having these conference championship games. You know, if you're a coach at a major university, you got a chance to win your conference championship. There's usually, 10, 12, 14. Now we got 16 in the SEC. But you usually have a chance to win a championship in your conference. That national championship, there's only one team going to win it. And the teams that recruit the best, like Alabama and Ohio State and Clemson, they're going to be there regardless if you got 12 teams or 24 teams, I think. But that conference championship is something a young man and his team can set their sights, set their goal, and see if they can reach it there. So I hope we don't get rid of those games.
Legendary coach Steve Spurrier has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Steve, great stuff. We really appreciate you making time for us to come on with us this morning.
Okay, Robbie and Joe, good to talk to you guys up there. I think Vandy's going to be more competitive. I like Coach Lee there. I think he's a solid guy, and I'm looking forward to watching Commodores be much more competitive this year.
Absolutely. Okay. Looking forward to it as well. Steve All Spurrier, right, our guest. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Steve Spurrier, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. That was amazing.
What a guy.
He is amazing. We'll react a little bit more to what Steve Spurrier had to say with us coming up next. Taking your thoughts as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.